Today we're going to begin by completing Sifyot Aleph in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Last we learned Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav Sifyot Aleph, which was the din of 5 and 7. And more specifically, the din of 5. We learned that the reason for the 5 days is related to a whole series of Gezeiros D'Rabbanan. Chazal Geizer, what is I believe, a quadruple Gezeira D'Rabbanan. It starts with the fact that you need Shiva Nekiyim is itself a Gezeira. It's unusual that a person should actually need Shiva Nekiyim Alpi Din Torah. You would need to have the 5 days of Nida and see three times during the Yer Aleph Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. And I tell you, that's the only time you need Shiva Nekiyim. And with D'Rabbanan, you always need Shiva Nekiyim. So that's one D'Rabbanan. Then there's a halacha in Shiva Nekiyim that if you pilot Shechva Zera, it's Saiser the Shiva Nekiyim. A day on which a woman is pilot Shechva Zera, I shouldn't say it's Saiser, it doesn't ruin the counting of the Shiva Nekiyim, just that day itself is not a Yom Naki. And therefore, we need 72 hours, which encompasses 4 days, to make sure that she's not Pelet Shechva Zera, even though we don't know that she was. Minat Torah only if we know she was Pelet Shechva Zera. So we're machmir that the whole 72 hours we ask her, because maybe she was Pelet Shechva Zera. It's a second Rabban. And then we add a fifth day to the 4 days, because the Gzeira Ben Hashmashis, that's the third Rabbanan. And then the last thing the Rama mentioned was the last Gzeira, where Geyser, even if she wasn't Nibala Labaila, we say, like Plug, you always need 5 days. Really, you should only need 5 days if, in fact, it's possible she's Pelet Shechva Zera, which means there was Tashmish prior to the bleeding. And we say that we're machmir no matter what, because that's a light plug. This was the series of drabbanim.
Didn't you say last week that some the short period that you skip one, that you
can't
have to wait 5 days, 7 days?
So I mentioned from the Grismaisha that right, that you can be mekel, can be mekel, the Shiva Nekiyim, but she can be mekel on the 5 days for a woman who has infertility issues. Because she couldn't have beer, so you can be back on the 5 days if you know that she didn't have beer before the bleeding.
There's somebody that husband's away.
No, even if she could have had halachically. Well, Ramesha said that this last chumrah, we said there are 4 drabbanim. We make a machmir Shiva Nekiyim. We machmir Pleat the Shechva Zera even if you don't see it. We machmir to make 5 days out of the 4 days, no matter what. Those three Rabbanans, the last Rabbanan Ramah mentioned, is that when Machmir, that she has to count 5 before the 7, even if she wasn't with her husband prior to the beginning of her bleeding. The only reason we're Machmir is because her body might give out the Zera from the Bia. But if there was no Bia, then there's no Zera. But we're Machmir, the last Chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Sefer Aleph was Ein Lechalek bin Shimsha Lolai Shimsha. So on that Chumrah, on that fifth Chumrah, where Moshe said that you're allowed to be Mekel, Yesha Kosvu, it's a Yesha Kosvu, and therefore, if it'll help for women with infertility issues, you're allowed to be Mekel on the 5. You still need Shiva Nekiyim. As long as it's with Harkosha. Any, even a deepest start with Harkosha.
Would it have to be a flow?
No, nothing to do with a flow. Nothing to do with it. Okay, so this is the the Sif. Okay, so you need 5 days, and then 7 days every month when a woman has her period. So I mentioned last time we learned the Kula of the Bach. The Shach brought the Kula of the Bach, that if her husband wasn't in town, the baila was chutz la'ir, so you don't have to be machmir to have 5 days before the 7 days, because it wasn't possible there would be tashmish. The Shach himself disagreed with that. The Shach himself says that Shumas Hadeshin is machmir, so we're machmir. That's what he said, that the Trumas Deshes Truvis he made up. They're not real Truvis. And therefore, from the language of the question, we could be Medayaka Halacha.
So here,
even by Al Chutzliya.
Like like
he's without the Bach. Even without the Bach, he's saying the whole Chum of the Ramah is not Pesha Satchak. But even without the Bach. So again, the issue is when you always need Shiva Nikiyam. Before a woman goes to the mikveh, she needs Shiva Nikiyam. When can we be mekel? She doesn't need 5 days. So the Shach argues with the Bach. Nevertheless, he's mekel for a kala before the wedding. Mishas Adchak, that's one kula that we have, that he's mekel for a kala before the wedding. In the Bali Ashulchan, he brings from the Truvis of the Minchashai that if a woman gets a period during the time she's in Avelus, so she was Osir Api Halacha in Bia prior to the onset of a period, so she was Osir, it's better than the Bach. In the Bach's case, she was, he was Mutter in Bia, but Oz was out of town. So that's like look. But if she was Osir Bia, so that the Arme Kilim and the Bertina Rav has a tshuva in the Ber Maish in the first volume. I think it's tshuva in the Beis. He says it can be mekel if al pi halacha they were usher in tashmish, that you don't need 5 days before the 7 days, because if she was anyway the days before her bia she was usher because of avelus, that would be the same day. It would be the same. The husband's avelus. Or either she's an avelus or husband's avelus, they could not have be api halacha. In a metzias, we would say a loiplug. In halacha, we know that when she's aser, that we don't say a loiplug. Let's say she gets a period during the Shiva Nikiyim. She sees dam again. You don't need a new five, because she was aser b'bia anyway. She was aser b'bia anyway, so you don't need a new five. It's the same thing if she was Asur and Bia because of Avelus.
So in other words, in that situation, the Bali Shulchan, if she's in Sing Shiva, and let's say there's no 5 days to come and play at all, because she gets up from, say, on Sunday morning, she gets up, whatever it is, and then just goes right into Shiva Mekim?
Well, she can start the Shiva Mekim during the Shiva.
Oh.
She had 5 days because of the Avelus. She could do a Hefsek Tara and start the Shem Dikim then.
I'm not sure that God-like ability. I mean, who has even
helped
anything?
You
don't know that
they've seen it that, you know, Lamaisa, it could be Mekel when she didn't have Bia for 5 days because of Halacha, then you could be Mekel. Baila Bia, she's Mutter. It's not such a complicated cheshbon. You're capable of it, Ramesh. Yes, you're capable of it. No, it's an easy thing. That if I begin, she's Osir, then that counts for the five.
We just had this far in the Erev. It said, given the money, you can make an Erev, then you could do bitter. You couldn't. If you weren't in the bar that Erev, then you can do bitter. Okay. If you're in the bar,
maybe I had a hard time keeping cheshbon with that. So,
okay, but
I think women sometimes get an inoculation, a measles inoculation, they're not allowed to have bia. If you agree that that's something that be halacha, she should not have bia because she would conceive, it's likely to conceive a child that would be malformed, loyaleinu. So that those days also should be able to count towards the 5 days of the Shiva Nikiyim. What? Oh, that would be another example. If she sees dam after 30 and 31, when she's also al pi din, it's the same thing. I should add. So those, she's, let's say 30, 31, they're pirish, and then she gets a period at the end of 31. So 30 and 31 should be able to count as two of the five days. What? That's halacha for sure. Also, sometimes women say that they want to know if they went to start counting the five. They say they started to, you know, to feel that the period was coming. Maybe they had a small kesem, and then they started bleeding the next day. So they want to know if they could count to five from that kesem. So if they were pirish, because they held that the period is starting, they behaved bi'isser, so they could count that as the beginning of the five. If they weren't pirish, so even though it's a Goy Muslim Afreya, that was the beginning, but if Al-Pidin, they weren't obligated to be pirish, and they weren't pirish, so then it doesn't count for the five.
What would you need, or what pirish would be?
It's hard to make a chilek. Stomach means they held that she's tummy.
So they should say that out tonight, though, because if they're pirish,
So let's say they have a kesem b'gnias karav. Until then, they're pirish, so that should be good enough. if they're asking a rav a shayla, yes. If they're just undecided, I'm not sure that that's enough.
In the case before, where they had a reason to show the
again, in the case where, yes, you don't need anything. You just need shivanikiyam vaitan. Yes, the new shivanikiyam. Right, now we also have the shloz kula. The shloz kula is in pesachei tshuva tezvav. So you have the bas kula and now the shloz kula. The shloz says a chiddush, and I'd like you to follow an extension of the chiddush. So try to help up with it. Pesachei tshuva tezvav. The Shla was a Gilgal of
Ruth.
Oh, wow. Whoever heard such a thing. The Shla was a Gilgal of Ruth. I am a Shla Daf Kof Aleph Shet Kosav is Elishai Night. Just to get your interest, I mentioned Shavuos by night that all the Psukim in Rus start with a Vav except for eight. That spell Yud Shin Ayin Yud He Yeshaya Beis Aleph Lamed Ben Avraham Levi, which the Chidah brings is the Shlach HaKadosh Yeshaya Ben Avraham Levi, and that he was somehow a Gilgal of Rus. Interesting. So he was a Gilgal of Rus, and I asked the Kasha on if I'm a Mishnah Berurah, which I asked anybody if they think it's possible. Could you ask the Kasha on a Mishnah Berurah from the Kasha if the Shlach was a Gilgal of Rus? I can have a kasha of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah by Loyig LaRosh. Mishnah Berurah says by Loyig LaRosh that you're not allowed to walk in a Beis HaKfaris wearing a talis and tefillin because Loyig LaRosh, because you're making fun of the mason, we can't do the mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what about if you're going on Kfarim of Ketanim, who weren't Mechuyiv even when they were alive? So Mishnah Berurah says he's still not allowed to go with talis and tefillin because maybe the Ketanim are a Gilgal of someone who was a gadol in the previous life, and now you're loyig l'rosh, the neshama was mechuyev in mitzvahs once upon a time, so you're loyig l'rosh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what about wearing talis and tefillin in the Beis HaKfaris in a chelik where women are buried? They says it's mutter, because ladies, even when they're alive, are not mechuyev in talis and tefillin, so it's not loyig l'rosh to go there wearing talis and tefillin. So it's a raya from there, and the stipend because Paris has this raya, that men and women are not in this Gilgal, one from the other. Because then why don't you say, this woman, maybe she's a Gilgal of a man, and she was once chayiv in talis and tefillin. It brings a raya that there's no Gilgal from the shom of a man to the shom of a woman, one to the other. So we hear someone here, she was by night, a man could come back as a Gilgal, the Chafetz Chaim says, could come back as a horse in a Gilgal. You can't come back as a woman. I said, Raya, that the difference between men and women are bigger than the differences between men and animals. You know, the Harachim and the okay, be that as it may, the Chumra of the Kula of the Shlach HaKadosh in Tezvav. Zelashayre Maisa Bali Yadi Bisha Acha Shahi Yagdalani Dasa, Lai Shimshim Baila Balila Shakaida Briyasa, Vitati La Lilvaish Levonim Biyam Dalid, Ulahaskal Isbar Biyam Hei. You have this case? You only need 4 and 7, not 5 and 7. Kim Haisa Maschelis Lisbar Biyam Vav, Hayabali El Tfila Bil Shabishachi Yantif. Umutav. Let me explain that. A woman whose mikvah night would come out on the night between Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, she can't bathe. She don't bathe on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So, I don't know what the people who take showers on Yom Tov are going to do with this Pesachei Tshuva, but anyway, assuming you're not allowed to bathe on Yom Tov into Shabbos, or Shabbos into Yom Tov, then she has to be marchik hachafifa from her tefillah. So now, Zakta Shla, really that's not ideal. It's not ideal to go to the mikveh 24 hours after you bathed. So Zakta Shla better be mekel, and let her do 4 and 7, let her do 4 days and then 7, if she knows she wasn't nibala the day before she got a period. Let her be mekel 4 and 7, better than to do 5 and 7. You'll have a chumrah the 5th day, but then you're going to have to be marchik the bathing from the mikveh night. Am I being clear? I want everybody to understand, because I want to extend it in a minute. Okay, again, you have a choice between two options. So you can keep 5 and 7, and then go to the mikveh on a night between Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, which is really a bidi'evet, because it's 24 hours after she was able to bathe. So which chumrah is better? Says the shloah, better let her only do 4 and 7, so she can get 7 clean days. After 4 days of waiting, let her do 4 and 7. Better than to be marchik the chafifa, the bathing from the tefillah.
What does the shloah say when you have 3 days?
That's what the shloah says. That's how much she's mekel. Now mekel 3 is mekel 4. The chumrah of the 5th day, and the chumrah that if she wasn't mishamish or tushimsha, that is not. To make a less than that is not. But he's mekel that you can be mekel 4 and 7. That's his din.
Every Shabbos
he marchik a half hour, big deal. An hour, big deal. But he marchik 24 hours, that's... What do you mean? What's a Shabbos? You can bathe again. You can wash again. You can comb again. You can do the things again. A regular Matzah Shabbos.
Isn't it a problem so, with the politician if you're going to make it from 5 to 4? Why is that okay? We have 3 days.
You make it 4, because the whole reason for the 5th day was a gzeirah to bein hashmashes. So that chumrah, you are a nibala bein hashmashes. So that chumrah, otu, nibala bein hashmashes, that you don't have to keep in such a case. So that's the shlaz kula, and all the paiskim agree with it. As far as I know, all the paiskim go with it. Chachma Sadam. So here, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan writes on this, Doin mino mina l'sharei dvarim sheish b'tzara gadol shechayla limnais miyayim hei. It says, Doin mino mina, the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat Mem, that the chumrah of the 5th day, in a case where she knows she wasn't nibala before, that much, if there's a tzara gadol, you could be mekel. So mustami means, Doin mino mina, a person's going to be the husband's going out of town for a while, and if you do 4 and 7, then he'll be home. Tzara Gadol, you can be mekel 4 and 7, provided that you know there was no bia the day before the onset of her period.
She has a seder, a Pesach seder night.
Maybe. So I want to tell you.
Is it better to the mikveh in the afternoon of the 5th day as opposed to the night of the 4th?
What's the tzairich of the afternoon or the 5th day?
No,
so we're going to get to it. Kuf Tzadik Zayin, we're still going to learn cases where you're allowed a toivel in the afternoon of the 5th day, of the 7th day. In other words, of the 7th day. Okay, we'll get to that. After the 5. Yeah, nothing now. Okay. B'loi Shimsha, this is the favorite. What? So Pesachei Tshuva brings at the end of Sidri Tara, Ap b'Shimsha yesh lahatir, as long as the one Shimsha ben Hashmashes, they can be mekel even more. The apishim sheyesh la'achir tisim b'yamdal, nendu pisri tshuva tesvav. Okay, good. Okay, my ha'ara is the following. I'm going to be magdim. We have a woman who her leil tefillah comes out, let's say, between Friday night. Friday is Yom Tif, and Friday night is a leil tefillah. She's going to have to be marchik. So the Shlosh says he can go a day earlier, do 4 and 7. Why does he say go a day later? Go Matzah Shabbos. Because now we don't, let's say it's not Yom Tif. Let's say Matzah Shabbos now. Yom Tif is Friday. Yom Tif is Friday, and then comes Shabbos. So the Shlosh doesn't say, you're being marchik, chafifa mitfila, push it off to Matzah Shabbos. You're not mechuyev to push it off to Matzah, to push off the leil tefillah a day later, not because of the chumrah of marchik, chafifa mitfila. Not because of the chumrah of the 5 and 7. So to push it later, that you're not mechuyev to, that's pashut. Now, let's say you have a case. I'm not talking now being mekel in the 5. You have a case, no problem with the 5 and 7. But you have a couple, when their leil tefillah comes out at night, Friday night, and they live in a place which is further than a tchum from the mikveh. And they live in a place where they can't get to the mikveh. Mikveh night comes out on a leil Shabbos, and they can't go to the mikveh that night. So what I suggest is that from the shloah we could learn out that a couple such as that, and it's shriach, we live in a city. People live in places where there's not no mikveh around the corner, and it's chutz l'tchum, that such a person can be mekel in a regular time, not talking about chafif and tefillah, regular, middle of the summer, in bungalow colony. They can be mekel 4 and 7 to enable the woman to go to the mikveh Thursday night rather than Friday night and have to push it off a day. And this is really learned from the words of the Shlah. Here you have the Shlah. The Shlah is saying the mikveh night would come out between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Be mekel 4 and 7. But 1 minute, why don't you say push it off to Matzah Shabbos? So we say, no, it's better to be mekel 4 and 7 than to push it off to Matzah Shabbos. That's really what the Shlah is saying. The Shlah is saying that we have a case where marchik chafifa mitfila. So if you have no choice, you do 5 and 7, you marchik chafifa mitfila. We don't say push it off to the next night. We say that you could be marchik chafifa mitfila and go the mikveh night. We don't say push it off to the next night. Yet, if you could do 4 and 7, so we have this woman who we're telling her, when you're going to tevel between Yom Tov and Shabbos, the Shlosh is telling this woman, it's better. You're in a situation being marchik chafifa mitfilah. The only way to get out of that is either go a night later or go a night earlier. Better go a night earlier, be mekelim 4 and 7, than to go a night later, than to push it off a night. So I'm saying the same thing when it's not a question of marchik chafifa mitfilah. You have a woman who just can't go to the mikveh, she's not teichat chum of the mikveh. Yeah, women in cities would have to travel an hour to go to a mikveh by car. So such a woman, if a mikveh night were to come out on Friday night, the same thing, or in the country, better she should be mekel 4 and 7. Now, not all women clear up after 4 days. That's enough for everybody. But if a woman could clear up after 4 days, better let her be mekel 4 and 7 rather than to push off the leil tefillah. I didn't ask most paiskim because that's not something that I've seen printed. But that's what should come out from the Shlah. It should come out that way. I said, I don't know, you have to ask the most paiskim and come back, we'll give you homework. But, you know, Seder night, sometimes it comes out, a young couple, they can't tell the parents they're making their own Seder. You know, and they have their Seder night 2 nights in a row. She feels awkward going to the mikveh. So what should she do? She put off 2 nights. So better keep 4 and 7. If she can, not everybody clears up after 4 days. But if you can clear up after 4 days, better to keep 4 and 7 and go to the mikveh a night earlier.
But that's also contingent on not having via the night.
According to the Shlah, contingent on not having a via the night before. According to Sidri Tara, even if she had be, as long as it wasn't during Vanish Mashes. So, you know, there's a place to be Mekel in this.
Shouldn't it be different on
Seder?
Shouldn't it be different on
Leil Seder?
Because Seder is a night that is not
also
to have
Tashkesh,
but it's one of the preferable nights, like Shavuos, Seder.
The halach is that the Mikveh night pushes off the Kabbalistic reasons. Because the Shla is Mekel without the Cheshbon. If Halacha would be, then we'd be Mekel even during the week. The Shla is saying that even if you have no other Cheshbon, even if she was Mutter B'Tashmish, that it's better to be Mekel on that last Chumrah than to be Mekel. But what the Shlom's case is such a case. The Shlom himself could have told them go a night later. Shlom said, better be back at 4 and 7. Don't go a night later. In the Shlom's own case, he said go a night earlier. He didn't say go a night later. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, it's the same choice. The choice between the two options is the same. And still, we'd rather be marking chafifa tefillah than push it off a night. We don't tell people we could ruin the tefillah, push it off a night. So that means, of the options, 4 and 7 is the best option. Marking chafifa tefillah is the second best option, and pushing it off a night is the third. In other words, if she can do 4 and 7, so she's marking chafifa tefillah, and she titles. We don't say push it off. All right, that's what it seems. That's what it seems. Yeah. So we're going to learn about that there are cases where a woman's allowed to go by day, sometimes on the seventh day, sometimes on the eighth day. I want to leave that. We're going to get to it yet before the summer, Bezus Hashem. Okay, in the Kutzadik Zayin. Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Beis, interesting case. In Tosa B'minyan, Yom Echad. A woman made a mistake. She's counting Shiva the Kiyim. She made a mistake. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yom Echad. So right away the Taz says the same thing, she made a mistake with 2 days, 3 days. Just, you know, how many women make a mistake? Shiva the Kiyim, 1 day, 2 days, you know. So the Berogel, he says she made a 1 day mistake. V'tavla, she went to the mikveh a night earlier than she should have. The Shimshon, she was with her husband. In other words, her husband wasn't keeping track. The husband trusted his wife. Husband's allowed to trust his wife with these things. How do you know? We learn Erechon and Misurin from the Safra law that the woman's Neman, husband doesn't have to check on her wife. The woman's Neman, Neman has to count the day. So she counted. She made a mistake. She's off by 1 day. She went to the mikveh a night early, for Shimsha. And now she says, Oyvei, what did I do? I owe one more day for Shiva Nekiyim. So what does she do now? So you would think she'll wait one more day and go to the mikveh. No, she can't. It was Shimsha. She's now going to have to wait 4 days. She has to wait 3 Einoshleimais. In other words, 6 Einoshleimais, 3 days, 72 hours. And then she could go to the mikveh. Why? Because we're saying now that Pileta Shech Vezera, it doesn't knock off, it's not Saisa that you need a whole new Shevinikim, but it counts as a non Naki day. And therefore, she owes 1 day, v'titvo. Achstira shalacha shiva. What happens if she had 7 days? Kagoy shaloi tavla karoi v'shimsha. Let's say you have a woman who went counted a full 7 days. And she thought she went to the mikveh. And she was nibala. And now she finds either there was something wrong with the mikveh, or she had a chatzitza. She has to go again. So such a woman already had 7 nikiyim. So she has no din of counting days again. There's no reason for her to count days. Because she was nibala shalaikidin. She went to a mikveh that was improper. So you have 2 cases of women made a mistake. They were nibala to the husband shalaikidin. But in the first case, where she didn't have a shiva nikiyim, she needs one more clean day, which means she has to wait sheshai nice. In the second day, where she had shiva nikiyim, so she doesn't have to wait for sheshai nice. So it's only 4, so that it says here in the Shach, she doesn't need a 5th day, because they weren't guys around a David Loi Shchiach. In the Shach of Gimel, he says, why don't we say We say you need Sheshainais, which is 4 days, 72 hours spread over 4 days. Why are we geyser a fifth day? So the Shah says, well, so le shchiach le geyser rabbanim. They weren't geyser in such a case, which is legamri lo shchiach. Why? Shimshah is not that neither. Right? She had 6 clean days. She was Shimshah. So now she just needs one more clean day?
Really, she knows she was clean on the fifth day.
Yeah.
Then counted six days.
Six days.
So she has 7 clean days.
She doesn't. She doesn't have Hefsek Tara. There's no Hefsek Tara before the fifth day. Okay, so this is the Cheshbin, and this sif for itself is a relatively easy sif. There's a Plia Dikatara sif Kotn Yud Aleph. Listen to this. What? She wasn't. If she was a shimsha, she went there because nothing. She go the next day. She chapped herself, and then she could go there.
You could do it twice.
You can push over there many times. Yeah.
For one beer.
Yeah, women leak. They drip zera very often. Yeah. Okay. A tazir aleph. Listen to this. So again, we're talking about a woman who thought she went to the mikveh, and there was something wrong with the mikveh, something wrong with the chatzitza. Listen to this. She already counted Shivan the Kiyim. Rashi Mukhsaras Tfilah. She's missing Tfilah. Yeshli Tmiya Rabba Besivzeh. The Torah says the Sif is a Pela. Mashakas Sha'am Rub, Ebenezer, Sim Yigim Osef Hei. Ger Vishleshin is Gairah. A ger and his wife, the woman guy. Mafrishin oisam tzaddik yoim. Mafrish them 90 days. It's actually till the 91st day. Lafchim be zeresh and izra b'kdusha le zeresh and izra shaloi b'kdusha. There's halacha by ger when a ger is megayer. That the ger, the geyeris, when she's megayeres, is not allowed to be nimbala for 91 days. Why? Because we want to know, we have a Kabbalah, that in 90 days... it's hooker ubra. After 90 days, you can tell she's pregnant. So we want to know if she's carrying a child. Maybe she'll give birth to a child 6 months later. And we won't know if it's a Jewish child and it's a 6 month pregnancy, a 7th month pregnancy, or a Goyish child and a 9 month pregnancy. So we have, that's called Chodshei Havchana, the months of Havchana. She has to be Mavchin. She needs 90 days between the Geiris and the time that she goes to the mikveh. V'chanami ha'yon ola hafrish acha shavala b'isser. Here we should have been mafrish after the b'isser. Kedei lahafchinim nisabra b'isser k'shatav lo shaloi karoi. Here he's talking about. He's saying we want to know if she's pregnant, is this baby from the bia of Anida? Maybe it was nivala to Anida. Now that she has to be pirish 90 days. To know, in case she's pregnant, is that pregnancy from the B.S. Nida? Or is the pregnancy later from not the B.S. Nida? That's what he says? What? Lamai nafkamina. To know if the child is a child of a Nida. What are you going to do about it? So the Nekudas HaKesef on the side, Yeshli Tamiya, like Kashamidi. Over there, it will know that the child was conceived before the Geiris. Lav Yisrael Gomeru, he's not a Jew. The Bekamadina Cholokum Yisrael. Because there are many areas where a child, even though the child is Megayer, is different than a born Jew, as we're going to have later in Simarei Samates. For example, you can say Shalai Asani Goy, right? Ger doesn't say Shalai Asani Goy. Aval afilu noilad min hanida. El afilu noilad min hanida. Kamel and the kosher. Come on, he's barbe and has a medal. And you get him. A noilad min hanida. What's the difference? Well, she's kosher anyway, so my nafkamina.
Therefore,
what? Because there's no difference to a bandida. because there's no difference. So it sounds like the Taz is concerned we should know if the child is a ben nido or not, and because guess says what's the difference? There's no halachic difference between the two.
If another view just said she's a kasher, why would Ramasha say that she could be, it could be a pogrom in fact on a child?
Ramasha,
sure, but it's more from his mother that's a nida. You say that he's been like there's a pogrom something that she's not knowing.
So the Taz probably means we have this idea of a ben hanida having certain the Chazal say there's a pogrom in a ben hanida, someone is born from a nida. So this is a well-known difference between the attitude of the Chassidish world and the Yeshivish world. I don't know about the Sfaradim what they do, but the Chassidish world, they stay away from Shidduch of Balei Tshuva. And in the Yeshiva world, we have Tshuvas, Ramesha, Stipler. The Stipler writes that after so many generations, there's probably no Jews, not a Ben Pogrom somewhere along the line. I don't know, the Chassidim wouldn't agree with that, that is somewhere along the line. But he says that Ramesha has this famous tshuva that if you see the child is a balas midas taivis, so that means it didn't affect the child. So the pogrom didn't affect it, maybe because the Bais Yaakov cell, or maybe she went swimming in the ocean, Ramesha says, and she was taivil the Torah. So the child, a woman who's expecting that goes to the mikveh, the vlad is megayer if she tells the bezdin that she's expecting a tayv vlad das havlad. So it's a geris for the vlad, and the status of that vlad is machlekes rishayim. If he has din of katan as gayer, or if he has din of a ger gomer.
Rebbe, is the 90 days a simon or a simon? Meaning, if you could tell otherwise,
it's a simon. It's just a simon.
No, so if you could tell by testing. So would you say it's
different? Yeah, I think it's a gzeira. That is an interesting Atzi Levina on the bottom on this Taz. Yes. In the time of Chazal, women got their period while they were pregnant. The first two periods. Till the third time they missed, they weren't both geris. So there's exactly today they get, sometimes they get the first month they have this implantation bleeding, the first month slight bleeding, but not more than that. So Ramesh has a tshuva that's nishtana teva, and she's becheskes muberes. Whether that would affect a geiris or in case of yibum the 90 days, that I've never seen. Ramesh has a tshuva that filches nida, she's becheskes muberes, because the shtara teva we say lakula. But the gzera of the 90 days, I don't know. Muberes. If we know for sure she's Muberes, well, we have to go to prove to Bezdin that she's Muberes.
You have to say something.
What? Chesed b'shinei, yeah. She takes a layup. I mean, if it's a light plug. I'll tell you, you might be helping me. Somebody came to me about 2 months ago. I've been tired. He came to me, he found that his wife's great-great-grandmother, somewhere along the line, is a Kiyiris. She died. They went through her papers. So they found the ksaf from a bezin that she's a Kiyiris. Okay, you know, fine. Surprised. But they found another paper, and this is where it was very disturbing. There was a shtar, a geiris, a ksav geiris. It was like a regular Orthodox ksav geiris. It's handwritten, but it's a normal nusach. And in the Nusach it says that you shouldn't get married till the 91st day, and the whole thing, and it's signed by three Rabbanim. And the first of the three, the Rosh Bezdin, is a Adam Yedua from a person. Then, Haksuba was in the same box, and it was dated 3 days later. It was dated 3 days later. So, now that doesn't affect the Geiris. However, the Rav who signed the Ksuba, the Masada Kedushin, was one of those three Rabbanim who wrote that she shouldn't get married for 91 days. Like, very fun. And it will be a form, a preprinted form. It's a handwritten, I think it was a handwritten thing. It was I'm not worried about the child. That's not the issue. That wasn't the issue. The issue was, is that throw pikpuk about the old geiris? So I, you know, it got me very upset, no. Right. Has to be dated the time. She obviously gave birth later. This is a great grandchild. You know. What? Anyway, I don't know what happened. I told him to go to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rav Shmuel recognized the name I said of the Besader HaGeiris, and he said it's a good Geiris. So they got married 3 days later. 3 days later, who knows? So maybe, like someone said, maybe she was already expecting then, or maybe she took a lab test, or I don't know. Maybe there were other terutzim. But what? Lewin Macbeth would have liked Plug. Saying maybe to be malamed, it's different to be malamed. It's closer to halacha lechatzila. Okay. All right. Pesachei Tshuva Yud Ches sends you to Tshuvas Chab Sefer Simin Kuf Samaches. Pesachei Tshuva Yud Ches sends you Chab Sefer Kuf Samaches. It's a mistake. It should be Kuf Peches. And you got to hear this shaila. You have to hear the subsefer shaila. Listen to the case. You have to have cup. You know, you can't make up these stories. Oidos isha achas matza kesem. She found a kesem, regular bas Yisrael. Haraisa lachamaisa v'amra shu tame. So she showed the kesem to her mother-in-law, obviously a learned woman. She said, "It's dam yotame." Shuv. So this daughter-in-law then went. Herasa l'marshas achas. She sold it to a friend. He calls her a marshas, a rasha. Va'omra, so the friend told her, "Im akesem chaylef haylech aydei roik, harihu meiraglayim, harihu tar." Sorry, the friend told her a new halacha. If you have a kesem, see if it goes off with saliva, then there's nothing wrong. B'samcha hayshaitis al hamekel. Says the dumb lady. Relied on this mekel with shimshem bailu, and she said, "Oh, it's good, shimshem bailu." Achakach noida hadavah lachamaisa. How the mother-in-law found out, I don't know. I said, "Mother-in-law, so they're handing things. What's going on? Your nida." I said, "Oh, I heard this kula safka kikruchia, like only a mother-in-law can do." Safka kikruchia started screaming. So now, what did this daughter-in-law do? She already messed up. Oz mibli shailas chacham. So she didn't go ask a talmid chacham. Chazra v'safra nekiya miyad mibli shetamtin heyamim v'shash blita shefazera. She was with her husband in between. She should have waited after shefazera. She didn't know that. So she quickly went, counted 7 days, and went to the mikveh. After the stapik malasai, so the shayel is a rav in a different city, says there was some cipher, yesh lahagul b'di'eved sheyal olah nekiya maylai kam estapik b'kabalas tshuva la'bal v'isha shishim shunida. As he's besupik here, if he can be mekel on the 5 days. So, what's the tzad to be mekel on the 5 days? So, what? It's only a kesem. And the shach said, a David al-Shrech, like Gazer Rabbanan, which is really enough for the fifth of the 4 days. But, yeah, for Plishach Vazera, take off the 7 days. So really, part of the cheshbon he has is that we know she's not a zava. We know she's not a zava. She doesn't really need shiva dekiyim. So maybe b'di'evet to be mekel. So I don't know. He goes back and forth to be mekel. L'mais at the end, he says v'chatchila chalila lahakol b'di'evet. He's mitzadeh that maybe it could be mekel for this woman. But right. This is the shaila. She counted. No, but she needs for when she was shimsha.
No, she
I'd like to finish the siman. So let's learn Sifyut Gimel. I didn't do that Atzi Levina. If you look at it later, it's interesting Atzi Levina on the side. It's not halacha l'maisa. Sifyut Gimel, an interesting sif, and you're going to be the spoil. From where it could lead us. Sif itself is easy enough. Isha shishimsha mitasa. Verasa achakach. A woman was with her husband, then she got a period, upaska, so she needs 5 and 7. Ratza salisbar miyad mamachras. She didn't want to wait 5 and 7. She wanted to find a way to count mamacharas riyasa. She wants to count ratza salisbar miyad mamachras riyasa. There's an eitza. Tikaneach yafa yafa isay makim b'maych oy b'beged lahaflu kol azera. She should clean herself out well. In English, they would say to douche, to clean out her body well. I tirchis b'mayim chayim. So the Mechaber has an Eitzah. He says that they have this Eitzah. If they wash with warm water, it'll be pilot. And they'll try. And they'll clean themselves out. And that's good.
So now she
just needs 7. What she needs that day, she needs 1 and 7. Ramah says, Yeshayim, Ein anu b'kiyim b'zman hazeh, Ein l'smachal zeh. Even though it's true, but we're not b'kiyim, we're not tzaymech on it. We already learned that even loishim sha, you still wait 5 days. So when that makel, but the mechaber brings such a kula that a woman that it's shayach. I don't think so. So there's a big kasha on this mechaber. Why did Klal Yisrael have to wait 3 days before Matan Torah? They were parish b'isha 3 days before Matan Torah. Why? The man for Tfilas Keri doesn't need 3 days. The only reason they waited 3 days is plita shafazera. But if it's possible, Saraya, they were all Ashkenazim. So the question is, why did you need 3 days? They were Bekiyim, we're not Bekiyim, but they let them be Mekaneach Yafa Yafa, go to Admir. So maybe the reason is because Al Tashchos HaZera, they didn't want to not become pregnant. They were Mashma Zera. You Mashma Zera, then you can't become pregnant. The Baragayla, if you look at the Baragayla, there's a little parenthesis with a mark, a notation. Tamzeh nogu noshim shalo yechul beis hamechitz gimme yom achat tefila shum derayv noshim yum ubaris achat tefila son. Many women don't go to hot baths for 3 days because after the night of tefila it shkiach they should become pregnant. Vikich oyo nechlas islamechitz gimme yomim terem shiasriach hazera yamayim aflit emeru kol zera. Well, maybe that Sarah will still go in. 72 hours is viable, so maybe it'll still enter the higher part of the body and cause pregnancy. That's the question. Now, but the question is, if you're going to say they didn't do it before Matan Torah because of Ashkos Zera, so why is this lady doing it? Why is she doing it? What about Ashkos Zera? Why is she doing it? So the crazy place he asked the kasha. He asked, why is she doing this? The Zera could still be Kailit. Alright, so it's a machlaik is really the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Nida, parak Kalayad. There's machlaik is there. It says a woman is not mechuyev in Ashkos HaZera. So machlaik is Rashi and Tosfos, if it means a woman is not mitzuva being mashkis the female Zera, however that happens. Or if it means, but she's mitzuva not to rule her husband's Zera. Or if it means that she's even mitzvah shal hashkas zera bayil, I think it's Lachis Rashi Tais in the beginning of the second parak. But let me go beseder again. The mechaber says the seitzer. The catch is for Matan Torah. Now, why did they do it by Matan Torah? You can answer there. Atzashkas zera. I say here also atzashkas zera. The tzarati. The Sidri Tara goes through this. Oh, so he brings the crazy uplaisi. Crazy uplaisi says that roiv noshim who become pregnant the day of the bia, not the next 48 hours. So at Tashchos HaZera, there's no answer because you can clean it out after the end of that day. You don't have to worry because you're allowed to go basarav.
No.
Right. Therefore, why? It's Asr. Mishra say Asr. It's not Mutter. Mishra say it's Asr. It's only Mutter. There's three women, a sakana, they can. She's much after with this. Sakana, she can certainly clean herself out. It's a shame. So then it's a mutter. That's the Gemara says. It's mutter to be mishameshes b'mayach makam sakana. He's a kash on the Gemara. Why be mishamesh b'mayach? Don't be mishamesh. Right, you have a kash. No, the Gemara says only it's aser. Shesmach is an iser, not a heter. It says it's mutter by shlosh anoshim that are sakana l'saber. It doesn't say it's mutter. The Gemara says aser. It's a Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Shlosh anoshim mishameshes b'mayach. Now here is where it gets really fascinating. A number of the early Achrayim, Rabbi Kiveger, the Sivis, the Nadi Yehuda, tumble about the following nida. Why, by a Giyaris, well, they're talking about by cases of Yibum, where a man dies, why do you wait to Sadiq Yayim? We have a Kabbalah, if the 91st day of pregnancy is Hukka Umra, so you wait 90 days, and then she does Yibum, you should have to wait 93 days. Because who says that the pregnancy was the day of Bia? Maybe it was the third day. So why do you wait 90 days? You should wait 93 days. This is the kasha they all ask. So Bikida Ega brings B'Shem the Chavis Das. And you go bus arrive. Rive women become pregnant the first day. But he argues. He says there's no such rive. And the truth is the Sidri Tara here argues with the crazy place. He says there's no such rive. And anyway, you don't go bus arrive. Chachi Afchana, most women anyway are not expecting. It's a harchaka. So why did you wait 93 days? So listen to a Noida B'Yehuda. You can believe this. Zakta Noida B'Yehuda. If a man dies and childless, and his wife is not yet pregnant, the pregnancy has not yet taken place, but he was Bayil Ha the day before. So let's say he dies, just pick a day, he dies on Sunday. So he was Bayil Ha Matzah Shabbos, he died on Sunday. She waits 90 days. We know she wasn't pregnant on Sunday. We have a kasha. Maybe she became pregnant on Monday. That means the zera that's in her body, it's in her body, it met up with an ovum on Monday, and it fertilized the ovum, and she became pregnant on Monday, the day after her husband died. So now she's going to give birth. She's going to do Yibum 90 days from Sunday. But maybe she's really pregnant and it's Eishes Achiv and it's Issacharis. So that's the night of Yehuda Chiddush. He says, the Torah says, Uben Ein Loi, says if he's going to die and he has no son. If the day he dies, his wife is not expecting, even if tomorrow she conceives from his zera, and the child that will be born will be b'noi l'chol dover, he'll yarshin her, he'll be a brother to his, well, there are no brothers obviously, but he'll be a relative to the relatives. There's a din yibum. There's a chiv yibum. If we know for sure that he was b'yil ha-matzah Shabbos, and he died Sunday, and she became pregnant from that bia on Monday, so to die to be Yehuda, there's a mitzvah yibum anyway. He says chidushu yeshkayach, but he says that's what he says. Whose name do you name after? I don't know whose last name or whose first. No, you say Ben the father. He'd be Ben his father. He says the father l'chol davar is the dead man. He's the father. He arshins. We don't know it.
So if he hits.
No, one second. Therefore, he says, therefore, we're not chayshish for it, and you're allowed to do Yibum in the case, but you won't know the father is.
What if he beats up the new father? Does he get Misa or not?
If he beats up the new father, if he gets Misa or not. Alright, so for that, Chazal didn't say you have to wait 90 days in case he beats him up.
No,
Chazal said you need 90 days for Avchana.
There are many beats him for Avchana. Okay. Besides Yibum, they could even marry the sister.
So maybe then you'll go bus arrive. Right? Pregnancies are 90 days. What? Why? Yeah, but maybe the Muberes will be nicker in the 91st day. No, but Rabbi Yaakov is right. The 91st day will be nicker already. The day after the Chasana, they'll realize that it's from the first one. It'll be nicker one day later. Right, at least a few. A month? If you know, in a case where you know. If you know. Yeah. You don't know for sure. If you could know. But you don't know. Oh, you mean it wasn't Nicker Day 91, it was Nicker Day 92. That's what you're saying.
So you can marry her a month later, be miyamur a month later, even though you know that she's mubaris for your first husband. Even if she's a bein eloi.
Right.
She will have a child,
and
she's not.
It was Ben Eloi, Bishas
Misa. So the father of Matri, even though it's Zichrei Tzal, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Even after
she can have her child at the Yibum.
Even after she gives birth, you need Yibum. Riddle, how could you have a boy attending the Yibum of his mother? How could you have a real boy attending the Yibum of his mother? Now, if you think this is all way out, this, it happens today. Because there are people today who undergo Leilenu treatment, cancer treatments, and they freeze sperm. There are certain treatments where they know they're going to lose their ability to produce sperm. It's very common, Leilenu. People who have testicular cancer, other diseases, and they freeze sperm. And then, Leilenu, they die, and the sperm is still frozen. It's possible that 3 years later, they'll defrost the sperm and this person will have a child. It's very possible that it could happen. Now, I don't say it happens in Yiddish Welt, but in the non-Jewish world it happens that this frozen sperm from a man who's dead and the wife wants lahakim shezera lebaila. And
is that his son?
So Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva. This is a chelek gimel of the Micha Shlomi. There are two versions of chelek gimel. So it depends. If Chelek Gimel, the version that's on the Daitz HaChachma, it's on page Vav. It's there's Tshuva Tzadiches. There basically continues to Gimel. The other version is not. But anyway, either way, it'll be Tzugetzechen to hear. He brings based on this Noida Yehuda that if a man dies without children and his frozen sperm, if they'll after his death. They'll defrost the sperm, and they'll have a child. She'll have a child from him. Anybody have a child from him? It'll be b'nai l'yerusha. He said the child of Yarshin. Imagine they have already Yerusha 10 years. 10 years later, right? This new one comes along. It'll be b'nai l'chol davar, and like to know Yehuda, it's not going to part from Yibum. You would think, we do chalitza, but you would think, don't let him do Yibum. You know, they're till the frozen zera, you decide what to do with it. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's not the way it comes out like the Yehuda. And he says it's B'nai L'Yerusha. He doesn't say the words L'chol Dov, but what?
Do we paskin like the Yehuda?
So the question is, do we paskin like the Yehuda? He writes himself that it's a Chiddush. It's funny, the way Shlomo Zalman writes, maybe the whole thing is L'fizeh. He's not writing, it wasn't about to happen L'maisa, so I don't know. But Shlomo Zalman writes, it'll be B'nai L'chol Dov, that he takes with Pashtus. And to be a chiv yibum, we're going to pass it to Dayv Yehuda to require chalitza. That's for sure. I don't think we'll let do yibum, but to require chalitza that will require.
Is one day
the one day be the Dayv Yehuda? Do we know anybody who argues with him? It's hard to know. And Adam Godel says a chiddush. It's very hard to know. You know, Dayv Yehuda was had very wide shoulders. There are a lot of chiddushim he says that. There were makul. There's some that were not makul by Klal Yisrael, but I don't know.
This can be
the member Masi Yehuda Pesach.
What?
Maybe she's Chida, but it's a Chaber, so she doesn't have the blood of Chida.
Could be.
Why?
So did she allow
her to freeze? What? Yeah, sure, you'll let her freeze. You'll let her, it's done. There's no issue to freeze sperm. They are shyless about producing sperm for tests, so they have shadows about how to do it. But to produce sperm, to be able to have children, that's not levatala. And that you're certainly allowed to do.
But once it's already frozen, could you...
Yeah, once it's frozen, so that's an old, I don't know, it's a difficult thing. I personally don't understand the shayla. There are people who have infertility issues that freeze not only sperm, which sperm you could throw out because no one's mechuyev to take the sperm of a dead man. But sometimes they are fertilized eggs that are frozen because women who have problems with infertility, they go through IVF, have numerous frozen embryos. They don't want to put in 10 frozen embryos. So they want to put in, especially by from people that we don't reduce later. So they want to put in five, so they freeze the others. And there's a shaila about big nidain about whether it's hashchasa sarah to throw it out. I don't say the shaila because it can't, the way it is, it can't ever become a child. It's not for me to understand the iser of hashchasa sarah, but all right, the place can talk about it. All right, next week we start with Tzadik Zayin. There's a session.